You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Glide Memorial Methodist Church is a San Francisco institution known for its lively Sunday celebrations and social service programs. But in recent months, Glide has come under fire from the United Methodist Church, its parent organization. Tomorrow, the two groups are meeting to discuss the future of their relationship. KELW's Marco Seiler Gonzalez tells us what might be at stake.
I'm sitting in on my first Sunday celebration at Glide. Standing next to me is an older woman dressed in perfectly pressed white linens. To my left is a family of four taking pictures like tourists. And behind me is a man standing in a worn-out t-shirt who seems a little on edge. Glide's patrons are certainly from all over the spectrum, because Glide Memorial Methodist Church isn't like most churches. Later, standing in the basement of Glide, I see folks filter in and out of the dining hall to get a helping of fried fish. Volunteer Carl Wright says when he found himself living on the streets of San Francisco in the 80s, it wasn't too hard to find food.
Everybody know where Glide is. All you have to do is say, hey man, where do you get food around here? You know, so they say Glide.
In the heart of the Tenderloin, Glide serves about 2,000 meals a day. It also offers an array of social services, clean needle exchanges, substance abuse and harm reduction programs, health care, and legal assistance. For Wright, finding Glide meant he got a second chance.
I've been chopping, busting my butt every day getting down here, and today I found out that they're gonna hire me, right? Yeah, so that's why I was sitting here daydreaming when you guys pulled up. I was saying, wow, it's gonna be different for me now.
But Glide's social work does not make it immune to controversy. For months now, tensions have been brewing between Glide and the United Methodist Church. In June, after an internal dispute, the United Methodist Church reassigned Glide's two associate pastors. Glide board member Miguel Bustos says the change was a shock.
So, you know, a few hours before our celebration, when we found out that our two associate pastors were going to be moved, it took us all by surprise.
Soon after that, the United Methodist Church started to publicly express concern over Glide's financial transparency. They specifically questioned payments to Reverend Cecil Williams. If you don't know who Reverend Cecil Williams is, here's a brief introduction.
So I'm going to give you some nasty medicine this morning to digest. To deglide simply means that you understand and that we understand and that we groove with the fact that we are a people who believe in liberation, the liberation of prisoners.
Starting in the 1960s, Williams and his wife, Janice Mirakatani, transformed Glide's church into a wildly inclusive congregation. Williams even took down the crucifix in a bold move to welcome all faiths and backgrounds to Sunday celebrations. Here's Williams explaining his beliefs in an interview with CBS in 1971.
If you believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, you live that way. You don't reject a prostitute, nor do you reject the tax collector, nor do you reject a man who's blind, one who's in prison. You don't reject the prisoners. You accept all people, no matter who they are, you see. You live that way. And I'm tired of theology talk. I think we have to live it.
Along with revitalizing the church, they help build a social service organization that assists thousands of people a year. So to figure out why the United Methodist Church has grievances with Glide, I went to West Sacramento to meet Bishop Minerva Carcano.
There is too much money that is set aside for the needs of persons like Cecil Williams and Janice Mirakatani to keep them feeling affirmed.
Glide doesn't share the salaries of any of its employees. But in an email to me, Carcano wrote, she had information showing Williams and Mirakatani received $3 million in severance over the past few years. Even though Williams retired as head pastor in 2000, when I talked to Glide CEO, she put Williams' pension at half that amount. But Carcano takes it one step further.
I believe that there is some corruption in the Glide leadership, starting at the top with, unfortunately, Reverend Cecil Williams, because I think that he has acted in increasingly corrupt ways over his lifetime and his work.
In her email, Carcano wrote that she believes the corruption isn't criminal, but moral. That money, she thinks, would be better spent on Glide's social programs. Kimberly Bender is the senior director of development at Glide.
There's no evidence of that, and there's no concern among anyone who looks at this organization that there's any corruption at all. It's sort of unfounded and unkind, it's just surprising for us to hear that.
Carcaño's allegations could land Glide in a lawsuit. The United Methodist Church has done it before. In 2014, they sued Jones Memorial Homes, a nonprofit housing group affiliated with a Methodist church in San Francisco. Here's what Carcaño says happened.
Slowly and surely, a pastor, perhaps two pastors in the past, and board members from the church began to pocket money, began to receive kickbacks, and it became a corrupt place.
The United Methodist Church tried to claim rights over Jones Memorial Homes to seize some $50 million in land and equity. The court sided with Jones, but the lawsuit devastated their financial and congregational support. Glide is putting some distance between itself and the United Methodist Church, the UMC. Glide changed its articles of incorporation, removing any mention of the United Methodist Church and taking away Carcaño's seat on the board. Here's Bender.
We don't know what the motivations are of the UMC, but the aggressive move of not reassigning pastors told us that we needed to take some, thoughtful moves.
Perhaps the crux of the issue is, who actually has the rights to the church itself on the corner of Ellis and Taylor? Bishop Carcaño says the building belongs to the denomination.
I can't tell you with confidence that the church building at that corner belongs to the United Methodist Church.
When Glide was established in 1929, some of their assets were placed into trust for the United Methodist Church to ensure that the property would be used in service of the Methodist faith. If Glide wants to end the affiliation, the United Methodist Church could try to seize the building. Glide's Kim Bender says that won't happen.
We feel confident that we're meeting the mission that was set forth, and that any attempt to challenge that, we would prevail.
Tensions may seem high between the two groups, but at Glide's dining hall, it's business as usual. Glide only allocates 5% of their budget to their church services. The majority goes to social programs, like the ones that help Carl Wright get back on his feet.
I found out along the way that there were barriers, and there were more struggles ahead of me. They're just waiting for me. So I'm just trying to prepare myself now. Big stable housing, I got a job. I might have a couple of friends or two since the last two, 3 days. I'm not sure, but, things are looking good. But being here at Glide is wonderful.
A legal battle between Glide and the United Methodist Church would be costly and time-consuming, and it's unclear what that kind of fight would do to its programs that make the bigger difference for people like Wright. In San Francisco, I'm Marco Salar-Gonzalez for Cross Currents.